What up, what up, what up, ladies and gents, boys and girls, you are now tuned in to a brand new episode of Sportsway with Dre Day Podcast. I am your host with the most, the Hood's ESPN, Crystal Street's Golden Boy, Dre Day. What's up, what's up, what's up? This is episode 307, episode 307 of Sportsway with Dre Day Podcast. I want to thank everybody for their continued support. Keep it going, keep it flowing. This episode here is going to be a little mixture of a couple of things. It's going to be a mixture of some Coach Prime talk. It's going to be a mixture of some NBA talk. It's going to be a mixture of some WNBA talk. So I'm going to dive into a couple of things on this episode. And of course, you know, I have to do my Would You Rather segment. You know, again, like I said, I'm bringing that back in effect. So, you know, we definitely going to dive in. We definitely going to have some fun with the Would You Rather as well. But first thing I want to speak on is this upcoming weekend. This upcoming weekend, we are in for a treat, and that treat will be the WNBA Finals. Yes, I'm starting this episode off speaking about the females. Now, yes, I so love talking about Coach Prime and what he's done up in Boulder at Colorado, but I think that this episode, I think I want to give the women their flowers and shed light on them and start with that segment. A lot of people don't have, you know, their attention spans are not too high. So, you know, they have no choice but to listen to this because this is the first segment. So we're going to shed some light on the women on this one. So again, the WNBA Finals, it starts this weekend. And it's the matchup that we've all, I mean, for people that are WNBA fans like myself, for those who have been paying attention all season long, we got the matchup that we've been waiting for. And that was the Las Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty. I have been highly invested in this matchup ever since the early of this year. Since the early of this year, I predicted before the season even started, once all the moves were made, as far as Jonquel Jones deciding to leave Connecticut to come to the Liberty, when Courtney Vandersloot decided to leave Chicago and said, you know what, I'm coming to the Mecca. As soon as Stewie said that she made the decision that she was coming to New York, I knew it was a foregone conclusion that we was getting the Aces and the Liberty. I already knew the Aces was going. I already knew they was going. They're defending world champs. They didn't lose anybody. They only gained. And that great would be, well, that gain would be none other than one of the greatest players to ever play this game. And that would be my favorite female basketball player of all time. And that would be Candace Parker. So when Candace decided to go to the Aces, in my mind, I already said, just give them the championship now. There's no team that can match up with them. None. No team. But then we get towards the season. And a couple of things have transpired during this season. The Liberty struck while the pot was hot, I want to say two times this season. I want to say before the All-Star break. And then I want to say definitely towards the end of the season. They won the Commissioner's Cup. So congrats to them on that. The Aces have basically been the best team all season long. All season long, they've had the best record. Unfortunately, they've had to do it without Candace Parker, who sustained an injury. I forgot exactly when she sustained the injury. I know it was before the All-Star break, and she had a successful surgery, and they also said there was no timetable on when she would return. It's not looking like she will be playing in this WNBA Finals, which for me kind of sucks because I would have loved to see her on this basketball court playing for the Aces and in the WNBA Finals again. I remember the matchup that the Aces and the Liberty had. It was sometime in August. I know that for sure because I went to the game live, and it was in Barclays. And the Aces just got their asses handed to them. Now, I wasn't surprised that the Liberty won. I was just surprised at how easy they made it look, how effortlessly they made it look. They dog walked the Aces. Now, yeah, Asia Wilson did get hurt in that game. An inverted elbow by Jonquel Jones. She did come back in the game, but you can tell that inverted elbow shot took a toll on her because it was probably one of the worst games I ever seen her play from an offensive side of the ball standpoint. On defense, she did her thing, which proves why later on down the line she won Defensive Player of the Year. But watching that game, I said to myself, had Candace been out there, this wouldn't have happened. Now, do I believe the Liberty still would have won? Probably so. But the way they won, the ass whooping they gave the Aces, I don't think that would have been the case. I do believe the Liberty probably still would have won. I just don't think they would have got their asses handed to them the way they did. Now we get to Commissioner's Cup, where the Aces lost that. These two teams have played each other 5 times this season. Technically, the Liberty have won it 3-2. Technically. Because a lot of people, they don't want to count the Commissioner's Cup. You know, they want to look at it as, oh, they only played 4 times in the regular season. They're not counting the Commissioner's Cup. I'm counting the Commissioner's Cup, which makes it 3-2. So for me, seeing that, and for me being a fan of both teams and respecting both teams and being a fan of the WNBA, nothing will make me feel better than to have both these teams in the WNBA Finals, which will happen this weekend, and then all games are played, meaning that this series goes 5 games. Nothing would make me feel more better than to have all 5 games in this WNBA Finals take place. I think we deserve it as fans, and I think we need it as fans. Because if we really want to put eyes and gain more eyes and get more eyes on the WNBA, this series has to go all 5 games. Now, me personally, I wouldn't mind it going 4. But I'm going to get into that real soon. I'm cooking up here. You have the 2 best teams all season long. There's no way in hell that this series is going to end in 3 straight games. If anybody out there says that this series is over in 3, they're straight capping. Straight capping. Even if you're from New York or Vegas, if you say that this series is going just straight 3 games, sweep, you're bugging. You're straight bugging. It's too much talent across the board on both teams to say that this series is going just 3 games. It's too much. It's too much, and it's downright disrespectful if you think that. Now, would I be shocked that a team gets swept? Hell yeah, I'll be shocked. But I just don't see that happening. I don't see that happening. The Aces are defending champs. They're not getting swept if they lose this series. The Liberty are bona fide. They're not getting swept. Now, a gentleman's sweep, I can see, but not just 3 straight games, a team getting swept. I just don't see that happening. That's downright impossible in my eyes. But I will say this. I'm very much excited for this. I am very much excited for these WNBA finals. And I'm even more excited because I have checked the listings for the games. Obviously, the Aces have the first two games, right? Game 3 and game 4 is in Barclays. And what makes it even better is I've done my due diligence. I've checked. Game 3 is on a weekend that I am off. I think y'all know what that means. I think my black ass might have to be in attendance for that game. I truly think that I would have to be in attendance for that game. Because, see, for me, it has been so long since the Liberty have been in the WNBA Finals. I've been watching the WNBA since its existence, which is 1997. The inaugural year, they went to the WNBA Finals. Unfortunately, they lost to the then Houston Comets, who then went on to win 4 straight championships. I believe 2 of those 4 championship runs the Houston Comets had, they played the New York Liberty. I believe it was in 99, they played them again. And that's when Teresa Weatherspoon hit that legendary half-court shot. And the Liberty walked off to win game 2. But unfortunately, they lost game 3. Then you fast forward a few years later down the line, and they played Lisa Leslie and the Sparks in the WNBA Finals, and they lost again. So they've been to 3 WNBA Finals, and they've lost all 3. So they have been unsuccessful at winning a WNBA championship. With this team, the way it's constructed right now, this is the best time for this team to do it. Breonna Stewart, future Hall of Famer. You understand what I'm saying? Sabrina Ionescu, future of the WNBA. Courtney Vandersloot, one of the greatest point guards this game has ever seen. Me personally, I say Sue Bird. Jonquel Jones, former league MVP. Laney, who I love, by the way, who I feel is an unsung hero for the New York Liberty, because let's keep it all the way 100. I've been following her since she's been in the league, and she has serious game. Her only issue was she was injury prone. She couldn't stay healthy. Before this season started, I said that if Laney can stay healthy, she's going to be a force on this team. And she has been that. She can score. She can play defense. She can shoot the tray. Anything that you need her to do, she can do. So for me, you know, sometimes I see these posters and it's only Stewie and Sabrina and Jonquel Jones and Vandersloot. Don't slight her. She should be on those posters as well. I mean, she is a part of the starting five, so why not? Then you got Big Mama Steph coming off the bench. Then you got Johannes coming off the bench. You understand what I'm saying? Like, this Liberty team is stacked. Okay? And for me, when you bring in a coach like Sandy Brondello, who has championship pedigree as a head coach with Diana Taurasi and Cappy Pondexter and Penny Taylor and Brittany Griner and the Phoenix Mercury, and then you bring that to New York, this is the perfect time for them to win the championship. The perfect time. But what stands in their way is the defending champs, the Las Vegas Aces. You got Asia Wilson, who was the MVP last year, who you can make a case could have won MVP this year. She did win Defensive Player of the Year. You got Kelsey Plum over there. You got Chelsea Gray over there, point guard. You got Jackie Young. You got Sixth Woman of the Year, Aisha Clark. You got Kia Stokes, who has done an amazing job filling in for Candace Parker. And then, of course, you got Becky Hammon as the head coach. Super teams in the WNBA Finals. This is the way it should have been. The two best teams all season long meet up in the WNBA Finals. It doesn't get any better than that. It doesn't get any better than that. History is going to be made in these WNBA Finals one way or the other. History is going to be made from the aspect of ticket sales, because best believe both buildings will be sold out for these WNBA Finals. Best believe. Then you have viewership. You best believe people are going to be tuned into these games on television. Best believe that will be the case. So that's another record that I believe that's going to be broke. Then you have the two coaches, both of whom played in the WNBA. Becky Hammon, obviously, we know she played for the New York Liberty. She started her career there. Then she went to play for the San Antonio Silver Stars. Then you have Sandy Brundello. She played, I believe, for the Seattle Storm. She had a stint with them. And then I think she played for the Miami Soul when Nate was in the league, which wasn't for that long. But nonetheless, she played in the WNBA. So now you have two coaches who have played in the WNBA that are going to lock heads to win the championship. So now we get to the tough part. My prediction. Who do I think is going to win? Now I need y'all to I need y'all to vibe with me on this one. I need y'all to grow with me on this one. All season long, I have said the Aces was going to win the WNBA championship. I have said that all season long. Then something happened. My girl Candace got hurt. Now, me personally, I thought she was going to sit out until maybe the playoffs. Maybe the playoffs. That's what I thought was going to happen. I said, okay, she sustained the injury. She'll be back just in time for the playoffs, and we're going to see what it do. That's what I initially thought was going to happen. Still no timetable on her return. So it's looking like that she won't be back. So then I said to myself, Candace is not playing, so I really don't have an allegiance to this team now because my favorite player is not there. So maybe, just maybe, I should pick the Liberty to win. Because again, I was dating back to that game that I saw where the Aces got dog walked by the Liberty. And I said to myself, had Candace been out there, this wouldn't have happened. Now, for all the rest of the season, they didn't need Candace. They didn't need Candace against the Sky in the playoffs. They didn't need Candace in the semifinals against the Wings. But for the WNBA Finals, I feel that they're going to need her. But since she's not there, why should I pick the Aces? Why shouldn't I pick the Liberty? They're formidable opponents. They've played them very well in the season. So why shouldn't I pick them? And here's my answer. Oh, I am going with the New York Liberty to win this series. I am going with the New York Liberty to be your 2023 WNBA champions. Yes, I am picking the Liberty to win this series. But see, this is the reason why I'm picking them. I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to find the right words. I don't want to say it's destiny, but I mean, think about this, right? With the season that the Liberty have had this year, with Stewie coming into the fold, with her winning MVP, with her breaking a WNBA's record for points in a season, all of these things, just the camaraderie with the New York Liberty. You see these videos of how close they are and how they interact with each other and stuff like that. The way that they celebrate with each other, the way that they warm up with each other before the games, and the dancing and the camaraderie and all of that stuff. Not to say that the Aces don't do that, because they do that as well. I follow both of these teams on social media. But for me, I feel like it's fitting for the Liberty to be the one to dethrone the Aces. Now, we all love teams that become dynasties, right? We all love that. We all do. But in order to be the best, you got to beat the best. And I think the only team that has the distinction, I think the only team that has the pedigree to beat the Aces would be the Liberty. I truly do. And I think in this situation here, I think it comes down to your role players. And I honestly believe that the Liberty role players are much better than the Aces role players. Because let's be real, besides the starters for the Aces, who else gets burned on that team? Who else? Aisha Clark and Kia Stokes. That's it. Well, Stokes is the starter. So Aisha Clark is pretty much the only other person on this Aces team that gets burned. The Liberty, you can throw in Big Mama Steph. You can throw in Thornton. You can throw in Jahanis, who comes in and hits those threes. So the role players are way more effective for the Liberty than they are the Aces. So for me, in my honest opinion, I'm going with the Liberty to pull this off. But see, as a fellow New Yorker, who is from Brooklyn, by the way, if they was to do this, I think it's only fitting that they close this series out in four games. Again, I don't see this series being a straight sweep. I don't see it being a straight sweep. But if the Liberty was to pull this off, if you really want to do something great here, you would end it in four games. Reason being is because you close it on your floor. You close it in your building. You see the confetti fall on your heads. You see your fans just cheer with emotion in your building. That's how you dethrone them. You have them walk in the visitors' locker room disappointed. You show the WNBA trophy on your court and have your fans galvanize with you. That's how you do it. Now, me personally, I would love nothing more for this series to go five games, like I said earlier. But for me personally, if the Liberty was to do this, I would hope that they do it in four games. End it on your court. End it in your city. End it in your background. Do it for Teresa Weatherspoon. Do it for Rebecca Lobo. Do it for Sue Wicks.
Do it for Crystal Robinson. Do it for, listen, I, even though she's coaching the other team, do it for Becky Hammond. Do it for Kim Hampton. You understand what I'm saying? Do it for Crystal Robinson. Do it for all these Liberty greats that are a part of the Ring of Honor. Do it for the former players that played for the New York Liberty. It's too many to name. Vicki Johnson, I forgot about her as well. Do it for those players that laid the foundation for the New York Liberty. This is the best time for them to do it. And I'm hoping they pull it off. I'm hoping they do. Now, I know some of y'all was like, wait, but you've been saying the Aces all year. Yes, I have. But I just told y'all, my girl Candace is not playing. So now she's not playing. I really don't have an allegiance towards the Aces for this round. I don't. And again, I'm from New York. And the way this team is set up now, they have the chemistry. They have the blueprint to dethrone the Aces. They have the blueprint. But we're going to find out.
We are definitely going to find out. And I cannot wait. The WNBA Finals, it starts this weekend. This weekend on Sunday. And I think the first game is at 3. So I'm hoping people tune in. Because it's on Football Sunday. So I'm kind of hoping people will tune in. I know I will. I mean, I'll be at work. But I'm going to make it my due diligence to pay attention to this shit. Because this was the WNBA Finals that I've caught all season long. I've predicted it before the season started. So can't nobody say, oh no, Dre, you jumped on the bandwagon during the season. No the fuck I didn't. I've been saying this shit since January. Because all these moves that were made in free agency, all this shit that was going on in the offseason, this shit was going on since January. I've been calling it since the beginning of the year that we are getting Aces and Liberty in the WNBA Finals. I've been calling it all along. So can't nobody say that I'm just now jumping on the bandwagon. No, I haven't. No, I haven't. But yes, I cannot wait. I can't wait. I'm very excited. Congratulations to both teams to making it to this round, because this is the way it should be. The two best teams should be meeting in the championship, and we got that. Me personally, I will be satisfied with, doesn't matter to me which team wins, because I love both teams. I picked both teams to get to this point anyway. So it doesn't hurt me if one of them lose, but emotionally, in my heart, I want the Liberty to win because I'm from New York. And then you got to think about this part, right? We have all these franchises in New York, right? We got so many franchises in New York, so many, just so many. The Knicks haven't won shit since 1973. The New York Jets haven't won shit since 1969. I'm not really a hockey fan like that, but I do know that the Rangers won a Stanley Cup in 1994. I'm sure the Islanders might have won a championship before. I'm sure it was before I was born. Don't know the exact year. So that right there tells you that I wasn't an Islander fan. I was more of a Rangers fan because I was able to know theirs and not the Islanders. The Mets haven't won a championship since 1986. I was on the verge of being 1 year old probably when they won that championship. My Yankees haven't won since 2009. The Giants haven't won since 2011. The Nets just came to Brooklyn. They ain't won shit yet. So of all of those teams that I just mentioned in New York, the last time that this city has had a championship parade was in 2011 when the Giants beat the Patriots. That's damn near 12 years ago. Nothing will make me feel more better for this city than to have the women hold it down for this city and bring a championship back to New York. Now, yes, listen, Team USA, they've won World Cups and they've had their championship parade in New York. I'm proud of them, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a New York team winning a championship and getting their, what is it? What they call it? The Canyon of Champions parade? Something like that. Nothing will make me feel more, nothing will make me feel better than to have the Liberty have their championship parade in the city. So yes, I'm pulling for them to win the WNBA championship. I am pulling for them to do it. And I'm hoping that they do. I'm hoping that they do. Because obviously, these male teams ain't doing it. They're not doing it. So maybe, just maybe, the women could hold it down for New York sports. So let's see what happens. Okay, I was on that a little bit too much. Damn, a half hour I was on that shit. Let's get into some Coach Prime, right? Now, we are about to embark on the sixth game this season for the Colorado Buffaloes. And not for nothing, it's going at the rate that I expected it to go. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The first three games, I expected them to win. I knew they would beat TCU. I knew they was going to upset them. I knew they was going to beat Nebraska. I knew they was going to beat Colorado State. The real test was going to be the next two games. They got dog walked against Oregon. They made it very interesting against USC last weekend. They made it very interesting. And see, here's the thing. I think if the right play calling was made in the first half, especially on offense, if the right play calling would have been made on offense, Colorado probably would have won this game. Probably. Because listen, before halftime, the game was basically done for. USC was up 34-7. Shador couldn't get nothing going. Nothing. He couldn't get shit going. They couldn't run the ball. Hell, they was running the ball more than Shador was throwing it. I'm like, yo, what the fuck are they doing in this game? Like, are they conceding? Like, you're playing against a top team. A top 10 team. A team that a lot of people deem as possibly making a college football playoff. And you're trying to run the ball against them? No, throw the ball. Throw the ball. You got Shador Sanders, who I thought at this point was in the Heisman conversation. With these two losses, I mean, he could still be in the conversation, but I don't think he'll win it, though. But he could be in the conversation. But then something happened. Coach Prime went in his bag of tricks and discovered a gem. And that gem would be Amarion Miller. I had never heard of this young man before. But when he came out in that second half, he just uplifted the Colorado Buffaloes. He basically helped them offensively and defensively, because the way he was playing on the football field, whether it was catching touchdowns, whether it was making these amazing catches, whether it was in two-point conversions or having these catches where it was for 50 or 60 yards, he was galvanizing that team. And they made the game interesting. When it was a blowout, USC only won by a touchdown. They only won by a touchdown. Now, listen, we don't do moral victories over here. If you lose, you lose, right?
But I think that seeing that performance from Amarion Miller, I think it came at the right time. Because now when you think about it,
this Colorado Buffaloes team, from a receiver standpoint, is hella stacked now. Because now you throw Amarion Miller in there. You still got Jimmy Horn Jr., who did good against USC. You still got Xavier Weaver. You still got Michael Harrison, who's the tight end, right? Travis Hunter didn't come back yet. He didn't come back yet. So when he comes back, man, that receiving core for this Colorado Buffaloes team is going to be something to watch. They're going to be something to watch. The running game is going to be the running game. Hankerson is good. You know Shador is going to run when he gets an opportunity. You still got Dylan Edwards. The running game is going to be amazing. I think the key is going to be this defense. This defense has to improve. It has to improve. They're definitely going to improve next year because Warren Sapp is going to be joining the coaching staff. But for the rest of these games, the defense is going to really, really have to step up. They're going to have to really get better. Because for two straight games, again, granted, they played top echelon teams, but you can't be giving up almost 50 points on defense, even if it is to USC or Oregon. You just can't do it. You just can't do it. Three straight games.
They've given up close to, well, Colorado State, they had 35, but that's, if you estimate that, that's close to 40. So for three straight games, you've given up almost 40 or better. That's not good. That's not good.
But see, this weekend they got Arizona State. I expect Colorado to get back to their winning ways. I truly do. I truly believe they can get back to their winning ways. I think, listen, the beating that they took at first to USC, when they went at halftime, they made the adjustments they needed to make. And again, like I said, you can make a case that if the play calling was better on offense in that first half, they might have won this game. They might have won this game. But also, gotta call a spade a spade. Shador was making some mistakes. He was taking some sacks that he didn't need to take. He did throw an interception that he should have not thrown. But I truly believe that if the play calling was a little bit different in that first half, who knows? Colorado might have pulled the upset. They might have. They just might have. But again, this U.S. team is stacked. Caleb Williams, who may go back-to-back as a Heisman winner. You know what I'm saying? Marshawn Lloyd, amazing running back. Washington is a great receiver. Brendan Rice is a great receiver. Jerry Rice's son. I had to throw that in there. They just played a superior team, but they could have pulled the upset. They could have pulled the upset. They could have. Because me, again, like I said that they would win the first three games. I said nothing would make me feel more better if they can somehow split Oregon and USC. Did I think they could do it? Yes. Did I expect them to do it? No, but I did think they could pull it off. And if one of those teams they could beat, it would be USC because it was going to be at home. Because of, you know, the crowd and their engagement, the celebrities that was going to be in the building, I thought all of that would motivate them to pull this upset. And again,
The play calling in that first half might have been the reason why they lost this game. That might have been the reason. Because they just flicked the switch in the second half and we saw a whole new team. A whole new team. But I do think that they're going to go back to their winning ways this weekend. I do believe that they're going to beat Arizona State. And then we take it from there. I truly think that they beat Arizona State. Then next week they got Stanford. Then they got UCLA. Then they got Oregon State. Then they got Arizona. Listen, I truly believe that they could win all of these games going in to November 17th against Washington State. I think they can win all these games. I believe they could beat Arizona State. I believe they could beat Stanford. I believe they could beat UCLA. I believe, listen, they might have a hard time with Oregon State. Don't get me wrong. They're the 15th ranked team right now. But I think with them being at home, I believe they could pull the upset there. I believe they could beat Arizona. I think the only teams that might give them problems is Washington State and Utah. So I think they could win all of these games going into those last two games of the season. But only time will tell. Only time will tell. And we're going to see what they're made of. We're going to truly see what they're made of. But I'm still on the bandwagon. I haven't jumped off the bandwagon. Even with these two losses, I have not jumped off that bandwagon. I still believe in Coach Prime and will continue to believe in Coach Prime. Simple and plain. Now let's get to some NBA talk. The biggest story that has happened in the NBA, Dame is no longer a Portland Trailblazer. He is now a part of the Milwaukee Bucks. Now remember, his destination was Miami. It was Miami and that's it. He didn't want to go anywhere else. It was just Miami. Now there were some rumors that he might have flirted with the idea of coming to Brooklyn. Now, me, I'd have loved that idea. Trust me. You wouldn't have got no complaints out of me on that one. Then they were saying that how Toronto might be a front runner to land him. I didn't put any stock in that shit. And then one day, I'm just sitting down. I'm at work, actually. I'm cleaning the room, and I get an alert on ESPN saying that Dame Lillard has been traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. I was like, I'll be damned. I had to stop working for a few minutes because I had to pace myself because I'm trying to figure out who did Milwaukee give up to get Dame. I mean, they gave up Jrue Holiday. And then I found out it was a three-team trade. Cool. But then I said to myself, okay, Dame Giannis sounds good. Clear-cut favorites in the East. That was my initial reaction. But then when I really sat back and I thought about it, I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. Boston still might be the best team. Because when I really thought about it, I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, yeah, Dame comes to Milwaukee, but you gave up Jrue Holiday, who was a two-way player. Now, yeah, he didn't score at the rate that Dame does, but he does do one thing Dame doesn't do, and that's play defense. Giannis plays defense. Brooke Lopez plays some defense. Collinson doesn't play defense. Chris Middleton damn sure don't play defense. So, you're starting five. You have one player that plays defense, and then you have another player that plays half defense. So, come on. Now, in the regular season, it's going to look good. They may break. Listen, Milwaukee may have the best record this upcoming season. They might be the number one seed again this year like they was last year. But that's regular season. When it's playoff time and the games slow down and you really going to have to toughen up and play some real damn defense, can I really rely on Milwaukee? That was my reaction after thinking about this trade. And then I really started thinking about it when it was reported that Jrue Holiday wasn't staying in Portland. That they was going to trade him somewhere else. They was going to trade him to a contender. And what contender did he wind up going to? Boston. So now I'm saying to myself, maybe Boston is the favorite in the East. Who knows? Who knows? Because listen, you got Milwaukee, you got Boston, you still got Philly to some degree because of this whole James Harden shit, which I'm going to speak on in a few. You still got Miami. I mean, listen, it's crazy. It's crazy. But I'm very interested in seeing how the cohesiveness of Dame and Giannis is gonna play out. I think they got a new nickname for themselves too. Freak Time. I think that's the name of their tandem, Freak Time or some shit like that. I think that's the name of it. So I'm excited to see how this is gonna play out. I'm excited to see how it's gonna play out. You know, I'm very much looking forward to it. I'm not opposed to Dame being in Milwaukee. I mean, the man did all he could in Portland. No free agents was gonna go there. So he displayed his loyalty enough. Now it's time for him to go somewhere and try to win something. And now he's about to do that. And let's see what happens in Milwaukee. Now let's get to this James Harden shit. I'm about done with James Harden. It was being reported that he was possibly on his way back to Houston. He was on his way back to Houston. He was trying to get a max deal. But his only focus was to win a scoring title. That's what's being reported. He was more focused on possibly getting a scoring title than winning an NBA championship. That's what his focus was. This is what Stephen A. said. He said it on First Take. He said he actually talked himself out of a max deal because he went in there talking about how he wanted to return to being that scoring champion. And Ime Udoka and them were like, nah, we ain't trying to have that here. So let me get this straight. You would rather leave a good situation in Philly, because regardless, you had a good situation in Philly. You're playing alongside Joel Embiid, who just won MVP, which you had a lot to do with him getting in, with him getting that MVP. You rather leave that situation in Philly where you're going to make the playoffs. You'll rather leave that situation than to go back to Houston. Don't make the playoffs. But you want to win a scoring title? So an individual accolade is more important to you than it is to win a championship. Do you know that your resume is suspect already? It is. Listen, I don't care about these scoring titles. I don't care about what he does in the regular season. That shit means nothing to me. He might be one of the greatest regular season players that any sport has ever seen. But when it comes to the postseason, when it comes to playoffs, He chokes. He folds. Any negative name that you can think of, that's him come playoff time. He did it his first stint with Houston. He did it when he was with OKC. He's done it when he was in Philly. Every place he has stopped, he has been a choke artist come playoff time. Now, regular season, yeah, he'll be that nigga. He got an MVP for it, too. And congrats to him for that. But when it comes to playoff time, he is straight garbage. Now, whatever that thing that happened with Daryl Morey, listen, if the man said that he was going to give you money, he should have held up his end of the deal. But at the end of the day, we can't sit here and try to sugarcoat James Harden's career. He has been an absolute disappointment. And then people got the nerve to say he's a top shooting guard in the history of the NBA. No, he's not. No, he's not. We already know he's not number one because that's Jordan. We already know he's not number two because that's Kobe. We already know he's not number three because that's Dwayne Wade. We know he's not number four because, in my honest opinion, that would be AI. Because AI is not a point guard. He's a shooting guard. So the top four spots are already taken. Now we get to number five. I'll take Reggie Miller over James Harden in a heartbeat. Twice on Sunday. Because I know Reggie Miller going to leave it on the basketball court. I know he's going to show up when it needs to be, when he needs to. We can't say that for James Harden. We can't say that. Now, for those of y'all out there that are in love with James Harden, I think y'all need to go to YouTube and see who Reggie Miller is. Because maybe y'all wasn't outside to watch that man play basketball, because I was. I wouldn't take him over Reggie Miller. I wouldn't take him over Tracy McGrady. So y'all can kill me with this. Oh, yeah, 30-plus points a game. Yeah, he almost averages a triple-double. Yeah, all that shit is cute. Yes, absolutely it is. But when it comes playoff time and I need you to step up, especially in games when you're on the verge of being eliminated, or games where we're on the verge of closing out a team, I need you to step up, and you don't, you're a choke artist in my eyes. And that's what he is. So miss me with that regular season shit, because we expect that from you in the regular season. Regular season, oh, we know you're going to be your best. We know you're going to be top shelf. Come playoff time, what you're going to be. And you've been nothing but straight shit every playoffs. It's that simple. It's that simple. Speaking of Joel Embiid, my man has made a decision. And that decision is, and listen, I said this a few episodes ago, when I gave my list of players, like if I was a GM and I was putting together Team USA, the last name I said was Joel Embiid. And the reason I said that was because he's an American, he's a US citizen now. Now, yes, he could have played for France. Yes, he could have played for Cameroon. Yes, he could have played for them. But for me, it'd be only right that he plays for Team USA. So who knows? Maybe he might have heard what I said. Because Joel Embiid will be playing for Team USA in the Olympics next year in Paris. He said, "I'm really proud and excited about this decision. It was not easy. I am blessed to call Cameroon, France, and the USA home. After talking to my family, I knew it had to be Team USA. I want to play with my brothers in the league. I want to play for my fans because they've been incredible since the day I came here. But most of all, I want to honor my son, who was born in the U.S. I want my boy to know I played my first Olympics for him. I dig it, Joel Embiid. I dig it. I dig it, man. I dig it. Because now think about this. KD has already said that he's playing. Steph Curry has already committed. Devin Booker has already committed. Listen, for all intents and purposes, LeBron has committed. Anthony Davis has committed. Hopefully his ass stays healthy. But that's a subject for another day. And then now we got Joel Embiid. Listen, if all six of those players are playing for us next year, just give us the gold medal now. Because guess what? Our best will be going to Paris this year. Not our B-list players. Not our B-list players and C-list players. Our big dogs are going to the Olympics next year. And all of those names I've mentioned, they're big dogs. All of them. All of them. Who knows? Maybe Dame will join the fold. Maybe Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown. I think Bam is going to join the fold as well. Who knows? Jimmy Buckets. Who knows? Who knows? But I was hoping that Joel Embiid would make the decision to join Team USA, and I got what I wanted. I got what I wanted. So there you have it. There you have it. Okay, what's something else I want to speak on before I go? Oh, yeah. I'm going to just sprinkle a little MLB in there. Now, yes, my Yankees are not in the playoffs. We're done. We're not in the playoffs. Neither is the Mets. So, listen, I'm going to just throw my prediction out there right now. I think that we're going to get the Braves and Orioles in the World Series. I am very proud of the Baltimore Orioles. This is a team that has been the laughing stock for many years in the MLB. And for them to be division winners in the AL East, which I think is the toughest division in baseball, and I'm not just saying that because my Yankees is in it, it is the toughest division in baseball. You got to remember, Tampa started the season off crazy early this year. Then they started slumping. Baltimore was keeping up with them. Long story short, best record in the American League. I wouldn't be upset if Baltimore went to the World Series. It wouldn't bother me at all. It wouldn't. And on top of that, they're in the East Coast, so I really wouldn't mind. Really wouldn't mind. National League. For me, I think it's the Braves or the Dodgers. But when I did my baseball prediction early this year, I said it would be my Yankees and the Braves in the World Series. So I'm going to stick with my pick for the National League. I'm going to stick with the Atlanta Braves. So I say the Braves and the Orioles will meet in the Fall Classic this year. And I think the Braves are the better team. I think the Braves are the better team. I think they're the more complete team. So emotionally, I wouldn't mind Baltimore winning because I've never seen them win. So I think it would be a good look for them to win. But if you're asking me to put my knowledge to use, I say that the Atlanta Braves are going to win the World Series. So I say the Braves and Orioles will meet in the World Series, and I say the Atlanta Braves walk out World Series champions. There you have it. So that is my prediction for the 2023 MLB postseason. But I will say this. In 2007, A-Rod won MVP when he played for us. He won MVP that year. The following year, which was 2008, our last season at the old Yankee Stadium, we did not make the playoffs. That's right. We did not make the playoffs that year. The next year, which was 2009, the opening of the new Yankee Stadium, the house that Jeter built, well, the house that Mo built as well. You know, don't want to leave him out. Don't want to leave Posada out. Don't want to leave Andy Pettit out. And for all intents and purposes, I don't want to leave Bernie out either. You understand what I'm saying? We won the World Series that year. So just follow me here. 2007, A-Rod won MVP. 2008, we didn't make the playoffs. And then that following year, we won the World Series. I say that to say this. Last season, Aaron Judge won MVP. This year, we didn't make the playoffs. 2024, we will win the World Series. That's right. I'm going to do what these Dallas Cowboy fans do. Because every year they say, you know we're going to win the Super Bowl next year, right? You know we're going to win the championship next year, right? That's what Cowboy fans do. So I'm going to reenact them when it comes to my Yankees. 2024, we win in the World Series. Because I just gave you the proof. I just gave you the proof. Now, hopefully, through the grace of God, we get a better pitching staff. Because as far as our offense, I would say we're good to go for next season. We got some young talent that's just coming to the fold. I mean, unfortunately, Jason Dominguez is going to miss half the season next year, if not probably all of next season. Because he had a nice little run when he got called up from the minors. And it's unfortunate that we might lose him all next season or probably half of next season. But we got a nice little core coming in next season. But if we can somehow get a better pitching rotation that can help Gerrit Cole, who will win Cy Young this year. Oh, yeah, we win in the World Series next year. You better believe it. I just told you. I just gave you the proof. I just gave it to you. But only time will tell. But, yeah, that's it for this episode. I've been on this too long. I've been on this joint for a little over an hour. I think it's time to bounce. But before I bounce, of course, I have to give my shout out. And that shout out would be to, well, she's a rookie now, but she's definitely the future of the WNBA, and that would be Aaliyah Boston. She won Rookie of the Year for this WNBA season, which I called before the season even started. When she was the number one pick and Indiana drafted her, I already knew she would win Rookie of the Year. I was not surprised. I was not shocked. I knew she was going to win. I just knew it. So congratulations to Aaliyah Boston on winning the 2023 WNBA Rookie of the Year Award. Congratulations. Now again, before I go, I got to do the Would You Rather. Now this one is interesting. Would you rather never celebrate your birthday again or never drink alcohol again? Well, see, for me, this is easy.
I don't really celebrate my birthday that much anyway. So I would rather never celebrate my birthday again. I don't really, like, my birthday is November 1st. So if you really want, so I'm putting it out there. November 1st is my birthday. So if you want to get me something for my birthday, you know what I mean? And you want to cash at me some money, you know what I mean? Cash app Dre Day 05. I'm just letting it be known out there, you know what I mean? You're more than welcome to bless me for my birthday. But for the most part, I don't really celebrate it. You know what I mean? Now, that never drinking alcohol again, that might be a little difficult to do. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm gonna give you a little backstory. A few years ago, on my birthday, I did celebrate my birthday. I celebrated my birthday with a whole bottle of Douce. And it was a $30-something bottle. Let's just say I went through that whole bottle by myself. I was at a friend's house. Not gonna say her name. She cooked the brother up a meal. We watched Chucky. I believe it was the Chiefs and Giants on a Monday night football game. Got a little emotional because I was speaking about my grandmother and I was drinking at the time. So for those of y'all that don't know, my grandmother has been gone for 20 years. This year makes 20 years my grandmother has been gone. Got a little emotional speaking about my grandmother. Some buns was definitely blazed. Don't get it twisted, okay? Let's get that out the way. But let's just say I did a lot of throwing up as well. I puked my guts out from drinking all that Douce. Very much was hungover the next day. Good thing I was on vacation from work at the time. Because I wouldn't have made it to work. Definitely wouldn't have made it to work. And at that moment, I said, I will never drink again. And that was 2021. Yes, that was 2021. Because last year, I went out for my birthday with a special friend. And she took me to a Japanese restaurant last year. Now, this year, I don't know what I'm going to do for my birthday. I really don't know. Haven't really thought about it. But again, stay on topic. I would rather never celebrate my birthday again. Because the whole never drinking alcohol again, nah. Can't do that. I love my Douce too much. I love my Douce too much. So again, like I said, I don't really celebrate my birthday as much. I would say for the last 2 years I have though. The last three years. I would say the last 3 years. 2020, I celebrated my birthday. Went bowling with my brother. His girlfriend at the time, my niece, my nephew, my girlfriend at the time, yeah, went out to eat and then went bowling. 2021, friend made me something to eat, chilled with her. 2022, special friend took me out to eat, Japanese restaurant. So yeah, these last three years, I've celebrated my birthday. Who knows what happens this year? But again, I would rather never celebrate my birthday again. Because the whole never drinking alcohol again. Oh no, I'm going to need to have my Douce. You better believe I'm going to need my Douce again. So there you have it. So my question to y'all is, would you rather never celebrate your birthday again or never drink alcohol again? There you have it. So again, thank y'all for y'all continued support. Keep it going. Keep it flowing. I am on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pocket Cast, Podbean. Y'all can find me on Facebook, Dre Day. Y'all can find me on Instagram, Dre Day 1985, or Sportswear with Dre Day Podcast. The link is in the bio. Or you can find me on X, Dre Day 1985. The link is in the bio as well. So once again, thank y'all for y'all continued support. Keep it going. Keep it flowing. In closing, y'all know how this goes. This has been another episode of Sportswear with Dre Day Podcast. Episode 07 is done. It's complete. Y'all stay safe. Y'all be safe. God bless. Peace and love. Your boy is out of here. Peace. What up, what up, what up? It's your man Dre Day, man. Bonus shit. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, man, I be having fun with these bonus things that I forgot to add on to the episode. But this is not even sports related. This is another shout out that I wanted to give out. I wanted to give a shout out to my girls out there in St. Louis, representing the What Do You Know About Sports podcast. And that would be Brianna Nicole and Vicky D. Now, the reason why I'm shouting them out is because of this. They just dropped the episode on their pod a few days ago. Dope episode. I recommend that you go listen to it. And Brianna Nicole, let it be known that she was never, you know, in the football pool thing before. And that this year, she has chosen to do her weekly picks. Kind of like what I do. Like when I do my weekly picks, she's decided to jump into that pool as well. But what she said was that she hasn't had any luck. So she was like, she had a couple of guests that's been on her show help her with her picks, me being one of them. And she shouted me out. But she also said that how we haven't been much help to her. Actually, I have been help to you. I'm giving you your picks. Now, is it my fault that the teams that I'm picking for you don't win? That's not my fault, sweetheart. That is not my fault, queen. You asked for my help. I gave you your help. You understand what I'm saying? So don't make it seem like that my help's that I haven't been helping. No, these teams that I'm picking for you, them motherfuckers ain't helping because they're losing. But nonetheless, shout out to Brianna Nicole and Vicky D. I heard you say, Dre, what's up? So, Vicky, what's up? You understand what I'm saying? So, I just had to shout them out real quick. Those are my girls out there in St. Louis. Shout out to the 314. And there you have it. That was my bonus for this episode. Now the episode is fully over. Catch y'all on the flip side. God bless. Peace and love. Your boy is out of here. What up, what up, what up? It's your man, Dre Day. And I have a PSA announcement for y'all. Did y'all know that only 38% of African Americans were able to identify financial terms on the PFN Index, an annual financial survey? Why is that? Because we're never given the tools to succeed in the financial sector. Will with American Classic Agency has been designing financial maps for his clients to succeed for over a decade for clients on both coasts. With Will, you will be able to create a game plan to get out of debt and create the wealth that you and your family deserve. If you're interested, please contact Will at willspady@gmail.com. That's W-I-L-L. spady@gmail.com or call him at 443-810-0384.